eroticalust.com, home of erotic short stories and sex articles. Also available on the site are novels and kinky t-shirts. Now let's get to the story.
The plane shuddered, and Mandy grabbed my arm and rested her head on my shoulder. "Don't worry," I said. "It's normal for this to happen." The plane stabilized before the descent, and she looked out of the window. "It's so beautiful," she whispered in awe. I put my hand on her leg and stroked it, and she leaned into me and smiled. I nibbled her neck and heard her moan, then clutched a fist of her hair and pulled it. Her hand brushed my groin, and I felt my boner stiffen. "Seatbelts," said an air hostess. The seats magnetized our backs as we snapped away from each other. On the way to the hotel in a taxi, I rolled down the window to admire the picturesque view of Phuket's Paradise Beach. Sweat coursed down my forehead because the sun glistened my face. The tall, green trees lingered over the beaches, and the crystal sea spanned to the horizon. Scattered clouds smudged the sky, and the humidity dwindled thanks to the breeze drifting over my face. The exotic scenery fueled my lust, and Mandy noticed it as I looked at her from the corner of my eye with a wanting smile. The taxi driver peeked at the rearview mirror as she squeezed my leg. I slid my hand up her shirt and stroked her abdomen. As I shoved a few fingers into her pants, she sat up and opened her legs to make it easier for me to slide in my hand. Mandy grabbed my dick, and I said to the driver, "Hurry up." "Okay, okay, I drive fast." "You make sure to tip chow good," said the driver. We pulled up to the hotel's vestibule, and Mandy stomped out of the taxi and headed to the reception. A porter loaded our bags onto the luggage trolley, and I checked my wallet for change. "Huh. What's this?" Chow grimaced after I handed him a $5 tip. "The ride here was 30, and I've still given you more." He kept looking at me with his hand extended. I looked at his hand, then looked at him as my lips tightened. "Look here. Either you take this, or you get nothing." "Okay. I see you not know how things work here," he said, pointing his finger and staggering backwards to his car. "You selfish plick," he added. I shook my head, then scampered to the reception. Mandy's legs were crossed, and her foot dangled while sitting on the lobby sofa. "What's going on? Have you checked us in?" I asked. "Yes. I'm waiting for you." I shrugged and sighed in relief. "You know, say thank you," said the porter after I took the luggage off the trolley. I clenched my jaw, dropped the luggage onto the tiles, smacked a $10 note into his hand, and then scampered to the elevator. Mandy clutched my collar, pulled me in, and shoved her tongue into my mouth. "I want a gentleman at the table and an animal in bed. Not the other way round." The elevator door opened. Her ass contracted as she strutted to the bedroom door and swiped the key card. She swung the door open, and I flung the bags inside and slammed the door shut behind me. She leapt onto my groin, wrapped her legs around me, and fused her lips with mine. I fell on top of her, pinned her to the bed, and licked her neck in a circular motion. After lifting her blouse, I kissed her stomach and left a trail of kisses to her breasts. My tongue circled her nipples, teasing them until they hardened. Mandy exhaled a deep breath. "Ah. I want you so bad," she whispered, and her eyes rolled back. I nibbled her neck again and brushed my cheek against hers. She slid her hand down my back and dug into my trousers, then squeezed my cheeks and hooked her right leg onto my calf. I kissed her neck and lowered my lips to her collarbone, then gently bit her shoulder. She kissed my neck and rubbed my back. "I want you inside of me," she said. I pulled down her pants to expose her pink G-string, slid my hand over her underwear, and rubbed her vagina. Her wet patch made me hornier. A smile appeared on my face, knowing that my wife's pleasure was in my hands, and I rubbed her inside before withdrawing. She grabbed my dick over my pants and tugged it. I brushed my lips on her groin, slid her G-string down, stood up, and then dropped my pants. Mandy sat on the edge of the bed and pulled my jocks to my ankles. As she lifted her head, my dick hovered over her mouth. She looked at it and raised her eyes to me. Her mouth widened, and she leaned forward before clenching my dick and stroking it thrice. I shifted back to make space on the floor so that she could kneel. She licked the head, then bobbed as her lips slid over my dick. My eyelids dropped, and I craned my head up. Mandy's sucking made me feel as if all of the tension in my body had flowed to my groin and got sucked out. She engulfed my dick and thrust back and forth. I groaned and swayed my head, then clenched a fist of her hair and pressed her face against my balls. She put my balls into her mouth and licked them. As she pulled back, a string of saliva stretched from my balls to her tongue. I scooped her hair with both hands into a ponytail. As she opened her mouth, I shoved my dick inside and pulled the back of her head towards me. She stood up, and I lifted her blouse before she turned her back to me. I grabbed her waist, kneeled, slid my hands to her ass and then parted her cheeks. After standing up, I grabbed her shoulders and shifted her forward to indicate that she must bend over. Mandy crawled onto the bed and leaned on her elbows, with her knees on the edge of the bed. As she bent over, her ass opened up and revealed her pussy. I smiled at the spectacular sight and caressed her cheek, then clutched her hamstrings and dragged my hands up her back. "Just stick it in." I kissed her legs and bit her ass. My fingers slipped into her vagina, and she bowed her head onto the linen and perked her bum up. My hands were on her hips as I hunched over and kissed her back all the way to her bum. I rubbed her shoulders, told her to lie on her stomach and then lay on top of her. I ran my hands down her leg and then up to her ass as I kissed her shoulders. Mandy looked over her shoulder, her face resting on the pillow. Her ass contracted as I stuck the tip in, and she grimaced with closed eyes. I inserted it deeper, and she moaned. My hand grazed over hers, and we intertwined our fingers as my lips brushed her face. I slid my hand over her abdomen and pressed my cheek against hers. "You okay?" I asked. She nodded with closed eyes. She reached over her shoulder, stroked my face, and I kissed her shoulder. I flipped onto my back and rolled Mandy on top of me, her back pressing against my chest. She turned her face, and I kissed her while slowly thrusting. She grabbed my arms and crossed them over her stomach. Our bodies glided against each other, and I rubbed my face against her hair. My wife arched her back and moaned as I grunted and shot a load. She turned over and smiled. We kissed, and she rested her head on my chest and fell asleep. At 9 o'clock in the morning, I peered at her. My heavy eyelids made it impossible for me to keep them raised, so they dropped. The bustle from the street traffic woke me up at midday. I withdrew the billowed curtain and saw the open balcony door. A breeze swept over my face as I watched bikers circumvent cars by riding on the sidewalk. "Where's Mandy?" A note on the table stated, "Good morning, my darling husband. I didn't want to disturb your rest, so I went downstairs for breakfast." Mandy stood up and kissed me when I arrived at the restaurant. "How was your sleep?" she asked with a smile. "The best I've ever gotten. Hopefully I had something to do with it. You're the cause of all my happiness." She stroked my hand. "What do you want to do today? I thought we could continue from where we left off. We've got plenty of time for that tonight. I was thinking we should do some sightseeing. There are some nice flea markets. Afterwards, we can go to the beach." "The beach? And you're gonna be in your bikini?" She nodded at my rhetorical question. "Do you have any idea what I would do to you if I saw you in a bikini?" The elderly couple seated at the adjacent table turned to us. A smile accompanied Mandy's fluttering eyelashes. "I don't know about the flea markets. I've read that there's a lot of pickpocketing. Maybe we should just stick to the beach." She lowered her eyes and pursed her lips. The hotel served a buffet breakfast. Mandy dished mine up for me and served a full plate of omelette, mushrooms, beans, tomatoes and a glass of juice. "Thank you, sweetie," I said. "We can do whatever you want. You're the tour guide." She shifted in her seat and smiled. "I want to try out traditional dresses at the flea market. Then, I'll see what I feel like doing after that." We waited in front of the hotel for a taxi driver. "Oh, my God. You've got to be kidding me," I said, looking at Chow pull up. "Oh, is you?" "No, it's fine. We'll get another taxi," I said to him. "Now you know want to go. The hotel call me. I come here, and now, you change mind," he said and flailed his arms. "Sweetie, let's just get in," said Mandy softly. Not wanting to cause a commotion, I got into the taxi with a heavy heart. "Hope you tip good this time," said Chow, eyeing me in the rearview mirror. "You'll get what I give you." Mandy squeezed my hand and frowned. "Okay." No problem. He pulled up at a petrol station 5 minutes later. What's going on? I asked. Chow need to pee. That okay with you? I leaned back, looked at Mandy and exhaled under my breath as Chow stepped out. I can't wait to get to the flea market and never see this guy again, I said. He emerged 15 minutes later. My eyes were fixated on him, but I kept the comments to myself out of respect for my wife. We arrived at the flea market 10 minutes later, and I handed Chow $5. He looked at me from the corner of his eye. Mandy grabbed my hand and led me around the stalls. She fitted every dress to find the perfect match for her curves and asked for my opinion on each of them. It looks great on you, I said. Let's go visit that stall, she said after being unsatisfied with several dresses. She heard my stomach growl. You hungry? I'll stick it out. I don't want you to be hungry, said Mandy. The food vendors are right there, and I'll join you as soon as I'm done. You sure? Yes. I don't want to leave you alone. It's fine. I'll be okay. I ordered a mupeng, traditional grilled pork on a stick, and sat at a table. 25 minutes later, I was still alone. Mandy was slow in making shopping decisions, but that was long, even for her. I wanted to look for her, but I was concerned that she would arrive at the food vendor after I left. Just stay calm. She'll be here any second. I scanned the perimeter as I tapped my foot. The tapping became more rapid, so I stood up and paced to relieve the anxiety. I raked my fingers through my hair and exhaled a resounding breath. What the hell was I thinking leaving my wife to explore a foreign country by herself? I ran towards the stall that Mandy had visited and interrupted the assistant as she attended to customers. Excuse me. Have you seen a white, blonde woman? She's about this high, in a green dress. Oh, yes. She ran that way. She ran. Why did she run? Go now. Go. Oh, my God. She's been kidnapped. God knows what else has happened to her. My heart bashed my chest as I darted in the pointed direction. How am I going to live with this for the rest of my life and explain to Mandy's family that she's gone?
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this story, you'll love the new erotic novel My Wife and Girlfriend, available on eroticalus.com. Just click on shop. While you're there, also check out the kinky t-shirts for men and women.